the case.
Show us your tax returns.
It's showtime. Let's kick some ass.
All your base are belong to us.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most cold and itchy podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Skylar. It's hot and scratchy.
Hot and scratchy.
Oh, yeah. We're back. Andy's in Iowa.
Yep. Currently, unfortunately.
Currently en route, yeah.
Yeah, and we give our condolences to him and his family.
Yeah, and he won't make it here in time. He almost did, but...
Well, I don't really think he almost did. I think he lied.
I don't think he lied. You got here a little early.
Yeah, but he's like, I should be there for the podcast, and then he just didn't give a time, so I assumed it was going to be the usual.
But. Which is like, lately he's been 6, but our official time is 7.
Yeah.
You showed up at 5.
Yeah, I don't know. Usually, I forgot we did it that late.
Yeah, I like 6 better than 7, but, yeah. You know, I mean, because 7, 8, 9, and it scares the shit out of me.
It's that kind of podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Strap in.
I told Andy would make him proud, and I open with that.
Yeah.
Andy's going to listen to this episode just facepalm the whole time.
He's just going to skip. Nope.
Next time we see him, like, Andy, you got an outline of a palm on your face. It's like, I know. I listened to the last episode, and it was terrible.
He's just going to have, like, cuts in his arm, just like, these are how many puns you've said.
He cuts himself for every pun.
Oh, man. He's dead. Yeah. He's dead already.
Game over, man. Skylar, how was your week?
It was all right. I finished up Borderlands 2, did the second playthrough and everything, and I beat the Invincible boss, the Terramorphous, the Invincible. But it was fairly annoying. Mm-hmm. I glitched the game, so now I have unlimited ammo. But
I think you mentioned that last week. Yeah. Maybe not on the podcast, but you at least mentioned it.
Yeah. So it was fairly easy to blow through the game.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Get a rocket launcher and do that thing that noobs do online with jump, shoot, jump, shoot. So that's how I took out a lot of stuff.
Well, that's cool.
I'm not proud of it.
I'm not proud of what I've done to get where I am.
Yeah, that's going to be my first line when I get on the shuttle bus for the Navy. I'm not proud of what's taken me here, guys. I've done a lot of things.
Nice. So,
I think that's what I'm going to open with. How about you, Matt? How was...
Well, besides work, I did a lot of Halo 1. I beat that. Actually beat Halo 1 Anniversary, the remake, which is a lot better in my opinion, even though it's not the classic, because they added these terminals that you can find throughout the game that actually give you more backstory.
Oh, cool.
And it says some things that you're just like, oh, yeah, like... Playing through the Halo games chronologically, I'm connecting a lot of dots that I never connected before.
So you just kind of thought of them as like individual games by themselves, but now you've seen them more as a franchise?
Yeah, I've never really played them. You know, I never had Halo 1, but I mean, I got Halo 2 when it came out, Halo 3, ODST I got later after it came out, and then I got Reach, and yeah, I never really played them consecutively like this, but and Halo Wars played that too, mm-hmm. and they all kind of piece together very nicely.
Yeah. So when you say like terminals, are you talking like you just pop up and there's like a giant text file? Or?
There's like a screen, or some cases just like a light. You go up there and you hit X, and it gives you like a backstory kind of thing.
Yeah.
A lot of it was spoilers. A lot of it in Halo Anniversary is 343 Guilty Spark kind of talking to himself about Halo and what it is and who built it and
got it.
About how he's alone.
Yeah. When I played Fallout 3 way back when I thought that was a good game.
It was a good game.
I'm not a fan.
We're going to fight over this.
This is going to be your last podcast, Skylar.
This is coming to fisticuffs. Skylar, you're fired in about 3 weeks.
This is going to be the last podcast you do with all your teeth. Huh? But... I was one of the only people I knew who read all the little terminals and stuff and mm-hmm. went through all the information.
Yeah.
And, like, some of it had, like particularly in the vaults, it had some pretty interesting information, like the Super Mutant Vault, spoiler, on Fallout 3, you know, people may not have finished it.
Yeah.
Fox is a chick.
Yes, I knew that, but it wasn't because of the terminal. Just people told me.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Fox is a chick.
Yeah, I figured it out from the terminal, but that blew my mind, and that was one of the only times when I was like, I'm really glad I read that terminal. Any other times, I was just like, great, now I have this information. Great.
What shall I do with it? But, yeah, and I played through the Halo 1 multiplayer maps because I joined my friends over at Goomba Stomp Podcast for a Halo 1 map retrospective, which you'll probably see on our page here in the next day or so. Pretty cool. We just kind of went over all the Halo 1 maps and said what we thought.
Nice.
It was nice. Again, the gameplay footage was pretty fun just because it was three of us playing Halo 1. Mm-hmm. We played a game type on each map. It was pretty sweet.
Nice. Was it Slayer?
No,
Team Slayer BRs?
We played... Yeah, gosh, I don't know how much Slayer... I don't think we... We might have played one game of, like, actual Slayer. The rest was, like, you know, Juggernaut or Stalker or Oddball or Crazy King or something like that.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of those online. It's Slayer, Team Slayer, BRs.
Yeah, God. I wish they would at least split the playlist or something, but, yeah. Halo 2 had a great variety at the beginning, and then people were like, no, BR starts, come on, BR starts, and then everything just became Slayer, BRs, 25 points to win.
Yeah. I think maybe they should have, like, two different options set up, like two different servers that you roll through. Like, one's going to be...
fun or joyless.
Yeah. pretty much just the one that's always going to pop out Slayers and BRs.
Yeah.
And the other one that's going to have, I don't know, variety.
But needless to say, I am very Halo 1'd out. I'm just done with Halo 1, which is great because I moved on to Halo 2.
I'm still pretty enveloped in Borderlands 2. I'm playing through with a different character.
Nice.
Mainly because like when you finish when you beat the secret end boss, the Terramorphous, the Invincible, you have a chance of getting a pretty good class mod.
Yeah.
And the one that I got gives me an upgrade to skills I don't have. They're actually on a different class.
Oh.
It's pretty funny. So now I'm going to do that class and then hopefully get a proper class mod.
Cool. A lot of people heard me say that Skylar was fired in 3 weeks. Yeah, that is 3 weeks.
Good call.
Skylar is leaving for the Navy on November 1st. So October 28th will be his last episode. So this is episode 66. Episode 66 will be Skylar's last episode.
Won't be here for episode 69.
He won't be, and that's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a damn shame.
I should be back right around Christmas time. I don't know if we're going to be doing any, if you guys are going to be doing any podcasts, but I might show up.
No.
Just to see what slob you replaced me with.
We have no idea. That's the thing. We don't know yet.
Yeah, anytime after the podcast, I'll like mention it. You guys are like, we really need to get a replacement. I guess we could do that guy. And then you leave. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
You just leave on, I don't know.
And Andy and I, like, don't talk about it throughout the week. We don't talk. Like, he doesn't text me until, like, Sunday or something. But what that means is on November 1st, I will be releasing the Best of Skylar from 3 Hit Combo Podcast.
Oh, man. I might be able to listen to it on my phone on the way there, but...
Should I do it on the 31st?
That would be helpful, yeah. That'd be awesome.
So you can listen to it on the 31st?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Halloween special.
On Halloween, our Halloween special will be the Best of Skylar.
I've already heard some of these clips, and they've made me laugh pretty hard.
Skylar's like, I'm hilarious.
Yeah. I'm so cool and funny. I'm a cool, funny guy. I'm really popular. But, yeah, right after I leave, you're just going to drop, like, to about 600 hits a day.
Yeah.
It's going to plummet. But some of them I don't even remember saying. I just say them, and I have no idea what the setup was for it. It's just some random joke.
That's part of the hunt. You got to listen to a clip, and then you got to find the episode it's in.
Yeah, it's the 3-hit combo scavenger hunt.
All right, Skylar, you ready to go into gaming news?
Yes.
All right.
Let the games begin.
Peasant consoles are glorious PC masterists. Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
It's like he's here.
Skylar and I both look at each other and we're like, Andy!
We gotta do it!
Well, Skylar, if you play Skyrim on PS3, you're probably not the biggest fan of Bethesda right now.
No.
In regards to the absence of DLC, but the news gets worse about it. Bethesda's VP of Public Relations and Marketing, Pete Hines, wrote a tweet. You don't really write a tweet, do you? Tweet a tweet. Come on.
Yeah.
Explaining there's no update regarding DLC coming to Sony consoles. He says, quote, I don't have any info on Hearthfire, Dawnguard, or DLC in general for PS3. We're still on it. We'll share when I have one.
I love how they're about to, or have they released Hearthfire for the PC?
I don't believe so.
Okay, I think that might be coming up.
Yeah.
But I love how they're like, oh man, yeah, we're going to try and pump that out for the PS3. Yeah, we're actually working on this other project.
Yeah.
Sorry, you guys are behind. It's whatever.
He also says, we've never blamed anyone or anything. It's our problem, and it's on us to solve it. We have never blamed Sony or PS3.
Yeah. It's up to us to solve it.
We're not gonna. We're playing the non-blame game by defending themselves about something they probably haven't been accused of by very many people.
Whoa. We didn't say anything about your mom being fat. Whoa.
We didn't.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I didn't say anything about. Whoa, just get off my back, all right? I'm trying to work on this DLC for you.
We didn't say you were ugly. I didn't. What brought that up? It has nothing to do with your giant nose. Jeez. 20 questions over here.
Skyler, do you recognize the name Jerry Lambert?
No.
You probably know him by another name much better.
What is it?
Kevin Butler. His Kevin Butler persona is on the PS3 commercials.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
PS3 is suing Kevin Butler for appearing in a Bridgestone Tires company playing the Nintendo Wii.
What?
Sony is suing their own spokesperson because Jerry Lambert, the guy himself, appeared on a Bridgestone commercial playing Nintendo Wii, and they said he was using the Kevin Butler persona, which is Sony's property.
Yeah. I wonder, was the Wii part of the commercial, or was he just there?
It was. There was a Game On event, I believe it is. There's some promotion going on with Bridgestone right now.
Got it. I wasn't sure if it was just like, hey, there's a gaming guy. We can't afford a PS3. Let's get him a Wii. I wasn't sure if that was like the budget out. We just get a Wiimote and have him stand in front of the TV.
Yeah. He's playing games. Look at him.
Oh, look at the fancy man.
So, Kevin Butler being sued by Sony. Well, I guess Jerry Lambert as Kevin Butler being sued by Sony.
It's almost the lawsuit of... the lead singer of Creedence Clearwater Revival or whatever. I think it was CCR that... Mm-hmm. Or John Fogerty.
Okay.
His old record label was suing his new record label because one of his songs sounded too much like one of his other songs from the previous record label. So he was getting sued for sounding too much like that. And like what he had to do was perform both songs inside the courtroom. So, like, the jury and the court and the witnesses all got a free concert. But, yeah, John Fogerty, pretty great. So, that just, I don't know, sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Sounds like that.
Well, Xbox Music Service launches on October 26th, apparently.
What is?
Microsoft could be set to launch Xbox Music alongside Windows 8. Yay, Windows 8. On October 26th. The Verge cites multiple sources with Microsoft plans with the new service, which will appear on Windows Phone, Windows 8, and Xbox 360. The service will operate similarly to current Zune Music Pass and Spotify, with both subscriptions and free ad-supported listening. Zune subscribers will find all their content and subscriptions transferred over to the new service.
Zune? Really?
Zune?
All six of them? All six of those subscribers?
Yeah. Andy's one of them. At least he had a Zune. I don't know where it is anymore.
I mean, I always thought the Zune was a lot cooler than the... iPod.
I thought it was too. The Zune was pretty cool. I never had one though.
Yeah, it's just no one got them.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's just like, oh yeah, but instead of getting a Zune, I'm going to get an iPod.
Loki had a Z-Tune.
What?
It was a Zune, but he always said it was a Z-Tune.
Oh, got it.
He's like, my Z-Tune.
My Z-Pod.
Z-Pod.
Yeah, I, so like what all do you do? Is it just streaming
it's
just music?
It's a streaming music service, basically. Yeah, nothing. I don't think it's anything that special. Yeah. How many streaming music services are there out there?
Yeah, I'm, I'm sure there's plenty to contend with. Or you could, I don't know, turn on stereo while you're playing.
But that has commercials, man. We don't want commercials.
Burning my stereo.
Cliff Bleszinski, also known as Cliffy B, is leaving Epic Games.
I've heard of him.
Cliffy B?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's been with Epic Games for 20 years. He's worked on titles ranging from Jazz Jackrabbit to Unreal to Gears of War.
So, why is he leaving? Is he just...
Basically,
take this job and stuff it.
He said, quote, "I've been doing this since I was a teenager, and outside of my sabbatical last year, I've been going nonstop. I literally grew up in this business, and as Mike Capps likes to say, and now that I'm grown up, it's time for a much-needed break." So he says he wants to chart the next stage of his career. 20 years is long enough for him, I guess.
I didn't
know Cliff Bleszinski was that old. I'm 22.
I didn't know.
Wow.
I feel like maybe you could just, take a vacation.
He did, apparently, but now he wants to take a longer one.
Now he just wants to retire. Like, I feel like you're far enough, if you've invested 20 years, you're like, what, halfway to retirement with that company? Maybe 10 years, I don't know.
If you start when he's a teenager, he's probably close to 40.
Yeah, so he's pretty much just ready to retire. Forget the next stage in your career.
He's gonna make it to 65 to officially retire with Social Security.
Yeah,
but if he's got money saved up, he can do whatever the fuck he wants, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy's financial portfolio is looking like. Does he have an accountant?
I don't know either. Maybe we should do the digging.
Yeah, 3D combo investigative reporting. We're on the case.
Show us your tax returns.
What's this receipt, huh? 2 Big Macs? Did you even go back and confront them? They charged you.
All right, War Z, that's the game where you can pay for packs that you might lose in a second.
Oh, yeah.
It's a free-to-play game, but of course you're paying for these packs. Their price tags are outrageous.
So, are people buying them, or is everyone just waiting, hovering,
vultures? The beta comes out on October 31st, 2012. And what you can do is you can buy...
I'll be able to play it.
There's three packs you can buy that has items and all that good stuff. There's the Survivor, Pioneer, and Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Along with these, you also get early access to the beta. Pioneer and Legend get access on October 15th. Pioneer gets $15 worth of in-game currency. Legend gets $30 worth. Stronghold map server hosting. Pioneer gets 1 month. Legend gets 6 months. You get 3 guest keys for the beta with both of them, and items and stuff like that, you know. But you can lose the items and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to buy a Survivor pack, you'll spend about $29.99. For the Pioneer, you'll spend $49.99. And for the Legend, you'll spend $69.99. For items, you can lose the second you log in.
Okay, but how much is it for the game?
The game's free. Game's free to play.
Okay. So you're dropping as much as it would cost for a regular game just to get stuff that you could potentially lose in said game.
Yeah, and there's stuff you can't lose, technically. Like the game access to the alpha version of the game, a special forum badge, you could probably lose your in-game currency, but you could still get server hosting for 6 months, 3 guest keys for friends, but is that really worth $70?
It's like things like this, and then also Facebook games. You get the people who play, and they have money invested in it. They'll drop it on Facebook credits. I don't understand those people.
Tell you what, I will buy a full game, and if the DLC's great, I'll buy the DLC. But I'm not the kind of guy that's going to keep going microtransactions here's a new hat. Oh, got to get that, $2. Oh, but wait, here's an accessory for the hat. Oh, here's $2 more. And then you do that for years. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. The only DLC I think I've bought was Borderlands 1 DLC.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when it was severely discounted, or I got it from a friend who just did it, had his PSN copied over to mine, and then I downloaded it.
I buy DLC. One of the best ones I bought was Shivering Isles for Oblivion.
Uh-huh.
Was good. Lost and Damned was great for GTA. Map packs for games. As long as I know I'm going to be able to get to play them. Halo Reach, there's a big problem with you buy the map packs and they never come up in matchmaking, so I just don't worry about it.
Yeah, because you got to think that people just want to work on those three friggin' maps.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think I'm a big DLC connoisseur. I got Mercenaries 2. I got the DLC. Apparently it was free for a week when it came out, and then cost $10, but I got it on the last day before it started costing money.
Nice.
So, but, I mean, that doesn't really count. So, not a DLC connoisseur.
Yeah.
Don't throw my money into it.
Mm-hmm.
I say that like I don't buy games. I don't buy video games. Yeah,
spending money on this stuff.
Jeez, childish. I'm going to be in the Navy.
A Maine Senate race has turned into a fight over trolls, dwarves, and goblin-like creatures. In a mailing this week, state Republicans accused Democrat Colleen Lashowitz of living in a fantasy world and making crude, vicious, and violent comments in online forums dedicated to World of Warcraft, a popular online game. Lashowitz, who is challenging incumbent Senator Tom Martin, has been responding by accusing Republicans on focusing on her hobbies rather than public policy issues. Apparently, they're attacking her for the fact that she is a classic WoW troll.
That's great.
I think if people dug up my old forum posts, I used to troll Bungie's forums talking about how Bungie broke my router when I was like 15, 16. I think I did it once when I was like 18. Like, and I would post constantly about how they have all this future technology because they're a game company that's like destroying my router. And the greatest thing about it, the funniest thing is, of course, people were like, oh, no, that's stupid. But some people fucking agreed with me. That's the funny thing. They're like, yeah, this happened
that's
to me,
crazy.
Too. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, I think the first website whose forums I trolled was Neopets way back when. Like, I got on in fifth grade, and then when I got to middle school, I was like, all right, I'm a hardcore middle schooler. Got to stop fucking around on Neopets. But I'm going to start fucking around on Neopets. I'm going to stop playing Neopets and start fucking around.
I was banned from Shinra Online for 10 years.
I think my...
I was 10 when I was doing it.
I think my friend's RuneScape account just recently got unbanned.
Really?
It was like a 7-year ban or 8-year ban or something like that. But
damn.
Yeah, he just recently got unbanned. He said he found an old post-it note with his like with his password and stuff on it when he's like going through some old papers, and he's like, I wonder if this still worked. I think I got banned. And then he got on and it said like welcome back, and then like a warning about don't do that again. And then he's just like, really? Like, they actually think people are going to come back after these bans. But
hey, he did.
Yeah, I mean, he's not playing. He just wanted to see if it would work.
That's funny. All right, Skylar, that will do it for gaming news.
All right, I got a shot.
Okay, take a shot. Make Andy proud. All right!
Nice! I almost took out the Gorilla Munch.
You almost took out the Gorilla Munch, yes.
I think if I take out the Gorilla Munch, it counts as a miss. It's
yes.
Like a water hazard.
Yeah, don't take out the Gorilla Munch. It is our sand trap.
Back in my day.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
Steve Jobs wanted Google search eradicated from iOS. This is from Snow.
Yep, I put this one up. It sounded familiar.
Snow Patrol. Steve Jobs was so incensed with Google that he not only wanted to remove maps from iOS, but also Google search. In discussing the assembling of Scott Forstall's Apple Maps team, Businessweek had the following to say. At the time of his death, Jobs had come to loathe Google, which he felt was copying features from the iPhone, while withholding a key feature of Google Maps that allows smartphones to dictate turn-by-turn directions aloud. Jobs also discussed pulling Google search from iPhone, but figured customers would reject that move, according to two former Apple executives.
Yeah, I feel like that would be a pretty big selling point, at least for every other phone ever that's not Apple.
We have Google.
Just, oh yeah, by the way, we have Google search. Sold! Anything to get me off this sinking fucking ship.
It's probably safe to assume that same motivation is what got the YouTube app removed a while ago.
Yeah, I mean, I feel if they got rid of Google search, like, what would be next? Bing? Bing.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you worry about Ask Jeeves while you're at it?
Or a dog pile.
Is DuckDuckGo still hanging around?
I'm out of search engines. I can't think of any
more. Yeah, I'm out of search engines, too.
You got me on DuckDuckGo.
Time Warner Cable has just added a new rental fee to its customers' bills, which hasn't made anyone outside of Time Warner's offices very happy. A lot of other cable companies do this, too. Now, you can get around these rental fees by buying your own modem or maybe getting a better plan with more bandwidth and a free modem so you're not wasting money on a rental.
Okay, I see. I mean, usually I just buy my own modem.
Yeah, we have, like, I bought my own modem for here, but someone makes a kind of a good case. He's saying paying a couple bucks a month for a $100 piece of equipment doesn't really seem that outrageous, where if it ever breaks, you can just go to Time Warner or Cox or something and just say, hey, I need a new one, and they'll give you a new one.
Yeah, I mean, that's not awful.
Yeah, because that happened with our cable box recently. It broke, and we went into the Cox Solution store, and we seriously were there, like, 30 seconds, which is me and my dad, and we're like, yes, doesn't seem to be working. The HDMI port was all fucked up. He's like, oh, here's a new one. Like, oh.
We're going to go take this one in the back and smash it. Have a nice day.
But I did read an article recently about companies that are now putting data caps.
Uh-huh.
And Cox was one of them. And I wonder why that's why my internet was so slow at the end of last month.
Yeah, I don't, mine was crapping out. Like, it was only, like, maybe for 2 or 3 days, but it just really got slow and then occasionally just wouldn't load up.
Yeah, a couple times it delayed the fucking podcast. Because,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm sitting here Sunday night and it's just crawling. I'm like, dude, I gotta shower and go to sleep so I can go to work tomorrow. It's like, am I gonna sit here and watch
like
this
all night?
It's
3 in the morning. I gotta go to bed.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I gotta go, you know? And so I'll post it on Monday or something when I have more time to just sit here and watch a loading bar. That's what it did to me last week on Sunday, and then Monday I didn't get it posted because I didn't get it posted.
Kind of forgot.
I had a busy ass day, so I was like, fuck, okay, Tuesday, I gotta get it posted.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just that might have something to do with it, with them.
Yeah, so I'm going to, I don't know, monitor the situation. I want to get a different internet provider, but we don't fucking have anything here.
Yeah, it's just Cox all through the Midwest.
It's like Cox and Quest.
Yeah.
And Time Warner is in Lincoln. That's about it. Like, I can't get, like, Verizon Fios or something, and, you know, Google's, that's a ways away from being here.
Yeah. Oh, man, but once it gets here, oh, shit.
Yeah, you wanted to be here.
Yeah. I guess. Well, I don't know. Maybe 6 years from now. I don't know. Maybe that's when they'll finally get here.
I hope it's not that long.
Yeah.
Skylar, methylprednisolone acetate is an injected steroid. Do you know about it?
No, I don't.
Methylprednisolone acetate. It was acetate, not acetate. Oh. Commonly used to treat the pain and swelling associated with arthritis. Do you have arthritis?
No, but, you know,
it's also,
I assume I'll get it.
It's That's also deployed say. Against blood disorders, severe allergies, and even some cancers. Got any of those?
I do have some cancers.
Okay.
I don't have all of them.
Well, you
I'm
can
collecting
use,
them.
You can use this steroid, but the problem is it's spreading a case of fungal meningitis.
I've heard about this outbreak, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The good thing is fungal meningitis is not contagious. The bad thing is there's about 52,858 vials still out there.
Ooh.
And it's all tracked back to one distribution plant in New England.
I think it's in Pennsylvania.
It's actually Framingham, Massachusetts.
Oh, never mind. I just said Pennsylvania because it's the biggest one in that area, so I figured I had the best chance. But
So the Center for Disease Control says, unfortunately, despite the current recall, we expect to see additional cases as this investigation unfolds.
So what does fungal meningitis do to you?
Oh God!
You wanna look up the symptoms?
I know at the beginning it's of the article, which I didn't say because it was just kind of it was Brian Barrett's take. He wrote the article, but it starts with a headache, then neck stiffness, then high fever, and then meningitis inflames your brain and takes your life.
Got it.
We want to look up on Wikipedia what meningitis does?
Yeah, sure.
Stall up.
I wonder if meningitis is different from fungal meningitis. This is hard to stall when it's just me. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Meningitis is apparently in, you can get a fungal, virus, or bacterial form.
Got it.
Maybe caused with infection of virus, bacteria, or other microorganisms, less common by drugs. Is inflammation of the protective membranes covering the brain and spinal cord.
Hmm.
So, that's not a good thing. Oh, God, these pictures.
just seeing Matt's expression. Just like, oh, no. No.
Yeah, you don't want meningitis.
Don't go in there.
Oh, the meningitis belt is in Africa.
Well, that's good. Sounds like, fashionable accessory.
Yeah, the meningitis belt.
It's not an area. It's actually, you wear it, and then you get meningitis.
Buy it at 3hitcombostore.com, along with the mouch and the 3hitcombo fedora.
Oh, yeah, I got rocking it.
Yeah.
I asked Matt what he thought of my winter coat as I walked in, because I'm wearing a blazer right now, and I don't actually have a winter coat. This is it. Hope the Navy gives me one.
Yeah, don't worry. You won't be anywhere that gets cold during the winter.
Yeah, it's not like I'm going to be up in Chicago.
Yeah, yeah.
I hear that's a pretty warm place, a windy city.
Yeah, I think it's like 70 all year round.
Yeah, it's a hot wind.
Yeah. Skyler, that will do it for technology news.
All right, we're blowing through this.
We are blowing
Andy
through this.
Andy slows us down. You know what? He's the gum in our gears.
We probably would have got a lot more information out of those stories had Andy been here.
Andy normally asks the hard-hitting questions.
He does, and I usually don't have the answers. Yeah.
So
with Andy not here, I'm not embarrassed today.
Yeah, we just sit there and wonder, like, huh, yeah, I wonder if that's a thing. I wonder if people get meningitis frequently around the airports. Yeah, that's a good question, Andy. No, he doesn't ask good questions.
I don't know. I didn't do my digging. And Andy gets mad, and he hits me.
He's so abusive.
And then I forgive him a week later.
I'm glad he's gone.
I'm not. I wish he was here.
I hope he gets meningitis. Hope he gets Lou Gehrig's disease.
Hope he gets lupus. But it's never lupus, so.
No. He'll probably get meningitis.
JK Andy.
News team! Assemble!
Except for Andy.
And now it's time for the 3-Hit Combo News Desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler.
And Skyler.
Just a big beep.
Eric McMichael and other students suspended for energy mints with an N. Gotta enunciate.
It sounds like like caffeine pills.
At, I believe it's Peckin High School in Illinois.
Hmm.
A father of a Peckin High School student in Illinois is breathing fire after his son and three other students were suspended because they brought caffeinated mints to lunch. The four students were suspended for both Thursday and Friday and barred from attending this weekend's homecoming festivities. Jason McMichael said he got a call from the dean's office saying that it was his son Eric that had been caught eating the mints, which the school suspected were drugs, and that he had an elevated heart rate and high blood pressure. But once the mints were determined to be just that, McMichael said he got a call from the school saying that the suspensions were going to be upheld for gross misconduct of taking an unknown product. Unknown to them, not to him.
I doubt he's just like shoveling miscellaneous things in his mouth. Yeah. He knows what he's ingesting. Eat it, it's a cheeseburger. Apparently these are cheeseburgers, so this is what I'm eating for lunch.
Yeah. District 303 Superintendent Paula Davis has said she cannot discuss individual disciplinary cases, but said anytime students are seen ingesting something that could be drugs, the school should take action. Now, Eric McMichael, the student, says he felt the suspension was unjustified and inconsistent with what the school lets other students get away with. He says, quote, "People bring energy drinks to school every day. I see this every day, and we get in trouble for energy mints." Valid point.
Yes. I mean, this is essentially Altoids mixed with a monster.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, Matt? What are you going to do?
What am I going to do?
I emphasize it on all of the different parts.
I'll email the school, I guess. You want me to email the school for 3-Hit Combo Podcast?
Yeah.
Look, we talked about you on our podcast. I think you're being a bitch, all right?
Yeah. I hope we get something back.
That would be amazing.
We should follow up on this. It shouldn't just be idle banter.
I'm probably going to drink wine tonight, so I'll wait till I'm like good and mad.
Nothing gets me more mad than some red wine.
But, you know.
Just going to start throwing stuff and emailing people.
But, you know, to the point where I don't think about what I'm saying.
Okay.
And I'll email them.
Yeah, that'd be good. Be sure to.
You think you're big and bad? Push around the kids like that?
Yeah. You're just a big bully. Punch your kids in the face. That make you feel like a big woman, man. Bro, come at me. Be sure to carbon copy that one to me.
Okay.
Blind carbon copy. I want it to seem like it's to me.
Make it seem
give
like
me a BCC.
Make it seem like it's to you.
Yeah. We should make it a really generic, like, just like a Mad Lib where we just insert the name of whoever we're pissed at and then just make it a generic, fuck you, we hate you, from 3-Hit Combo.
Dale Carmen gets a 4-inch nail stuck in his heart while mowing the lawn.
Ow.
A 4-inch nail penetrated Dale Carmen's heart while he was mowing the lawn in Stony Brook, New York. He said, I had already made one run on the property and started on the second round when something hit my chest. I just thought, well, I just threw up a stone or something and kept on moving.
This is just like the guy who drove that nail into his brain.
Yeah. He said he looked down his shirt and he had a bit of red on him. That wasn't a quote. I just wanted to use you get a bit of red on you.
Oh.
And he said, quote, I thought, gosh, this must have been a very sharp stone. It must have cracked a rib or broke the skin at least. Despite having a shirt that looked like a Crimson Jackson Pollock painting. That's from the article. I don't get that reference that much.
Yeah, I don't understand. We're not classy people.
Yeah. Carmen kept calm when...
We're simple folk.
Carmen kept calm when he went into his house. His wife, Louisa, wasn't as placid about his plasma-covered garment. Plasma-covered garment. That was a stretch. I got nervous, she said. I saw a little hole in his shirt the size of a small pebble. I thought something might have penetrated his skin. Well, he said, hey, I'm going to penetrate you.
I'm going to penetrate your vagina. Ooh.
She said he keeps mowing the lawn drunk and he should stop doing that.
Way to spice it up. 3-Hit Combo spot style.
She said, Dale is very fit, very strong, and always has been in the bedroom. I said to the nurses, please don't look at his chronological age. He is a very fit, strong man. He's getting weaker and weaker. He then said, I had to put my arms up over my head, and when I did, it felt like something was pulling my chest apart.
Ow.
A little alien inside him. Dale's doctor, cardiac surgeon Todd Rosengart, had a sharp reaction to the scan images. I looked at the CT scan, and there sure enough was something that really did not belong in anyone's heart. It looked like a spike or a nail. 2 hours of surgery were needed to pull the spike out. Carmen survived and lived to tell the tale.
Nice. I wonder if he kept the nail. I'd keep the nail.
I would too.
I think I'd keep it like in a jar on the coffee table so people would be like, what is this? Oh, that was in my chest.
The heart, to be specific.
Yeah.
And next time him and his wife are arguing, he's like, oh, you want to kill me, huh? Look at that. That couldn't do the job.
What
How
are you
going to
do? You're not a spike.
All right, Skyler, it's time for an update on a story we did a few weeks ago. The plot thickens as Quebec police sees a fuck ton of maple syrup.
Oh, okay. When you went to Canada, I was assuming it was going to be another tipped over truck story.
No, not at all.
I was really hoping for it. I was pulling for it, but no, maple syrup.
They finally turned over the tipped truck.
Yeah.
Canadian police may have caught a break in the sweetest crime of the year, seizing thousands of gallons of maple syrup from an exporter on suspicions that it was part of syrup that went missing from a Quebec warehouse in late August.
This is another pun story. The sweetest heist.
Yeah. Quebec provincial police removed about 1,000 barrels or 600,000 pounds of maple syrup from SK Exports Incorporated storage facility in Kedgwick in the neighboring province of New Brunswick.
I don't even like syrup.
You don't like syrup?
I don't love syrup
or anything, yeah. But if I have pancakes, there's syrup on them.
Yeah, I guess I can only have it if there's like peanut butter involved. I eat my pancakes and waffles with peanut butter and syrup. But other than that,
peanut butter, huh?
Yeah, it's really good.
Really?
You'll have to try it before I leave for the Navy and tell me how it is. Yeah, that's right. I'm using my Navy as like a guilt trip. You're going to have to do that before I join the Navy, before I ship out.
Skyler,
otherwise, I'll be gone forever.
Skyler, look, I'm not giving you my TV.
But I'm leaving for the Navy soon. Come on, just give me your Xbox. Come on. Give me your games.
The owner of the company was Etienne St-Pierre. St-Pierre said on Wednesday police told him that the syrup was linked with a headline-grabbing heist in late August, in which thieves allegedly siphoned off a reservoir of syrup from barrels stored in a rural warehouse. St-Pierre, whose company exports Canadian maple syrup products to customers in Europe and Asia, and also the United States, says he obtained his syrup directly from producers. He said he had received the syrup that police seized from the same sources he uses every year and does not believe it was part of the missing bounty. He said, quote, "I think the Federation is a cartel." He said, adding that the industry group has been trying for years to get information on his suppliers and customers.
So he's dealing, like, black market syrup?
Yeah.
I wonder if there's, like, marked syrup barrels where, like, you open them and they explode with blue ink. Like, oh, this isn't syrup at all. I'm covered.
That's a good idea, though. You should patent that.
Yeah. Exploding blue ink syrup barrels.
Thousands dying of ink poisoning when the blue ink barrel leaked into the syrup barrel.
Damn it. Ah, foiled again.
Skyler, that will do it for news.
Oh, related syrup note. Okay. Do you ever eat, like, sausage or bacon with syrup?
On the same plate, yes. Not mixed, though.
Okay. Yeah, I can't stand seeing people. Like, even if the syrup touches it, I'll cut that piece off. I'll amputate.
I don't think I will unless it's, like, within the syrup, like, covered in syrup.
Okay.
There's a little bit of syrup. I guess I don't care, but, you know.
Yeah, if it touches, I can't stand it.
That's why I don't understand chicken and waffles.
Yeah, I've tried that once just to see what the hype was about.
I can't put syrup on my meat.
Yeah, it was like eating pancakes with chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, that was exactly what it is. It's like taking a bite of chicken and taking a bite of pancakes and having that mush up in your mouth.
Yeah.
So it wasn't anything special to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, on that note, on the syrup note, that will do it for another episode of 3-8 Combo Podcast. Remember to find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3-8-combo-podcast. We're on YouTube. Search 3-8 Combo Podcast on YouTube. And go to gpxgaming.net. Find us there and email us at 3-8-combo-podcast@gmail.com.
Again, you can also just Google us.
Yeah, you can just Google us. 3-8 Combo Podcast. You'll find all our stuff. So, for Skyler, this is Matt, signing out. The top of 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 the top of